Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is America is being contaminated by wickedness. America, you're being contaminated. Your mind is being contaminated. Yes, I'm here to tell you this nation is being contaminated by wickedness, and the only way to stop this contamination is to bring Jesus back. But you are being contaminated like our water is being contaminated. You are being contaminated the way our lakes are being contaminated. Your minds are being contaminated the way our rivers are being contaminated. Yes, your minds is being contaminated the way the oceans and the aquifers and the groundwater is being contaminated. You're being polluted. You're being defiled. Yes, you are one contaminated human being today. You love contaminants. You're being contaminated, and the pollutants that are in your mind is so much stronger than the pollutants that are in our water, our plants, our living organisms today. The body of water in America is being polluted, but your minds are being more contaminated by wickedness today than ever before. You are one defiled human being. You are being contaminated not only by the mainstream television. You are being contaminated by your church. You are being contaminated by your schools. You are being contaminated by the hospitals. Every facet of this society is being contaminated. We are one contaminated people in America. America has been contaminated by wickedness. Yes, you are the rat and you love to bathe in sewer. We are one contaminated human beings and we need Jesus to clean us up. We need Jesus to detox us. We need Jesus back in America. Today's verse, I'm going to be talking out of Haggai chapter 2, verse 10 and 12. The Bible says, on the 24th day of the ninth month in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Haggai. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Ask the priests what the law says. If someone carries consecrated meat in the fold of their garment and the fold touches some bread or stew, some wine, olive oil, or other food, does it become consecrated? Does it become defiled? Does it become contaminated? And the priest replied, it becomes... No, he replied, no. Then Haggai said, if a person defiled by contact, if a person touches a dead body or becomes contaminated by touches, does he become contaminated by touching a dead body? Yes, the priest said. Then Haggai said, so is it the people of this nation in my sight, declares the Lord. Whatever they do and whatever they offer, there is defiled. The Bible says in Haggai chapter 2, verse 14, so this people is contaminated, their nation is contaminated, everything they do is contaminated, and whatever they do for me is contaminated, God says in Haggai chapter 2, verse 14. Listen to me today. God is telling in the time of Haggai, he's confronting the priest, and these priests that think that they were the good ones. And they thought in their own hearts, in their own minds, in their own views that they were good, but God sent Haggai to say, you are not good, but you have been contaminated. You see, God sent Haggai to tell the priest that his church has been contaminated. God told Haggai to tell that nation it's been contaminated. And God's saying, I don't care what you do in your church. I don't care how much you have your worship songs. Whatever you do for me is contaminated, Jesus said. God said. So Haggai was sent to the priest and before the people, and he made this application to these people, to them, which was the things in view of putting the question. So he goes to the people, and he goes to the nation, and he says, you are one contaminated country, you are one contaminated people. You see, in the Bible, if you would touch any unclean thing, they would ridicule you and they would kick you out of society and they wouldn't even associate with you. You'd become contaminated. So this contamination of touching any crawly creature or touches a person who is contaminated whatsoever, they're saying if you touch something that's contaminated, you too will also be contaminated. This is Leviticus chapter 22, verse 5. If you touch anything contaminated, you too will also be contaminated. You see, we got a problem in America because our minds are being contaminated. Not only our minds are being contaminated, but our rivers, our families, our communities, our churches, our hospitals, our schools, our government, everything is being contaminated around us. You can feel how people's minds are going. They're being contaminated by this technocracy that's coming in this land. This great wickedness that is moving in America is really contaminating this whole nation, and you can see the fall of America today. All you have to do is wake up and look around and see the contamination oozing its in American people. The contamination of evil. This contamination of wickedness that Haggai not only warned the priest, but I'm here to want to warn you that contamination is moving in on you. We are being contaminated at the highest level. We are being polluted, defiled. Wickedness seems to run rapid in this country, and yes, we need Jesus back in America. But in Haggai chapter 2, verse 14, Haggai said, so this people is contaminated. Their nation is contaminated, and everything they do is contaminated, and whatever they do for me is contaminated, and whatever they think is contaminated. Oh my gosh, America. We are being contaminated. And not only those people who are present and worked at the temple, but those that were absent, even the whole body of the people who though they were pure in their own eyes, yet were not so before the Lord. Now, there's a lot of people think they're pure in their eyes in America, but before the Lord they are contaminated, for God knows their heart and the spring of all their actions, what were their end of views and all that they did. And as a garment carrying in its holy flesh could not sanctify other things touched by that were common and profane, but left them as they were, so their ritual devotions and external holy actions did not and could not sanctify their pure hearts, but left them as unclean as before, nor did they sanctify their common mercies, their bread, pottage, their wine and oil. And on the other hand, as an impure person made everything impure he touched. You see what they thought, that they were pure and holy and righteous. So if they would touch some unclean thing, they would say that they've been unclean. They say they had been contaminated. So they thought they were pure in heart, and all their actions, even their religious ones, were impure also as followed. And so is every work of their hands, and that which they offer there is unclean. Pointing at the altar which they had built and offering sacrifices on, even since they came out of Babylon, though the temple was not yet built. But all their outward religious services and all their sacrifices they offered up were in the Lord's account impure and abominable, as well as themselves, coming from an unsanctified heart and offering up from unclean hands and without repentance towards God and faith in Christ, and living in other respects in disobedience to God, and especially while they neglected the building of the temple, satisfying themselves with offering sacrifices on the altar when the house of God lay desolate, which is the principal thing respected as appears as the... Now listen. Listen to me. Somehow they thought they were holy, and they believed if they touched anything that they would be unclean. They had been contaminated or polluted. And so they had these religious services and they had these big feasts, and they felt that somehow all their religious services that they went to and all their big feasts that they attended, that somehow that made them clean. And God said, you are one contaminated, filthy people. You have been contaminated. And so they built their idols. They had their priests and they had their little religious ceremonies. Does this sound familiar today? All you got to do is go to some of these churches today, and I'm telling you, they're contaminated. And they thought in their own minds and in their own hearts that somehow that they were holy and righteous people. And so God sent a prophet, Haggai, to warn them and tell them, you are one contaminated bastard. You think your idols, you think your money, your big churches, oh come on, your glitter bug mega churches, your big multi-million dollar buildings, you think that this is what I really care about? You're a bunch of contaminated folks bathing yourself in radiation. You're being contaminated, and if you look at the world is being contaminated with the radiation from Fukushima if you don't look and research that out. But America is being contaminated, and so Haggai warns the priest, you are being contaminated, the Bible says. Yes, America is being contaminated with wickedness. Because let me tell you what wickedness thinks. Wickedness wants to pull down everything that is good. Wickedness wants to pull down everything that is innocent and pure. And they think if they can pull everything that's good down, that somehow they will win the victory and that somehow light will shine upon them. And let me tell you what wickedness is really afraid of: the light of justice. So if wickedness can pull everything good down, they can look like they're the light. This light of justice that they are afraid of will not only burn their skin, but the only thing will be left is this night circle of hell. So if they can take down the innocence of man, if they can take control of your mind, if they can take control of your heart, then they will look like they're the victor and they will act as the savior. And this light of justice will not burn their skin. And the only thing that will be left is this night circle of hell to be opening up on America. Yes, this wickedness is like moths to a flame, and they are committed of worshiping destruction. These are creatures of fundamental failures. Oh my gosh, I'm here to tell you today, we are being contaminated with wickedness in America, and this contamination is in our churches today. They are afraid of the innocence of children. They are afraid of innocence. They are afraid of purity. They are afraid of goodness. And meanwhile, our churches today and the people are blinded to the real form of wickedness. And it hurts me when I watch them being torn to pieces by the system incrementally, very slowly. I'm here to tell you, America is becoming contaminated. We are not only being contaminated physically, we are being contaminated morally, and we are being contaminated spiritually. Yes, I don't know about you, but America, this whole world is beginning to be a circle, and it's starting to circle around this vortex. And I'm here to tell you, we are coming to a point of no return, where the gates of hell is prepared to open up on earth. And a lot of you think that you're going to escape this. And we're about to stare right in place where light cannot escape. And you're about to see the bones of despair burn on the fast people's faces of the past. And I want to warn you and all you that serve dark evil forces, I hope you're satisfied, because you're going to beg later and you're going to throw your gold out in the street and you're going to plead for God to strike you dead one day. But death will be no escape for you. Deep down you know that, so you're afraid. You're afraid. That is why you're so upset. That is why you want to take as many people to hell with you. I'm here to tell you that America's become contaminated. And the prophet Isaiah, he warned the priest. He said, the people are contaminated, their nations is contaminated, everything they do is contaminated, and whatever they do for me is contaminated, God says so. Other translation says defiled or polluted. And in the Bible, sin contaminates you. Isaiah 64:6 says we're all sin infected. Sin contaminated. Our best efforts are grease-stained rags. We dry up like autumn leaves, sin-dried. We're blown off by the wind. We all have this contamination in us. Every single one of us has this contamination that's entered into our hearts and into our souls. And without Jesus Christ, we are infected, and without Jesus Christ, there can be no hope for this nation. And without Jesus Christ, there can be no hope for the church. And without Jesus Christ, there can be no hope for marriage. And without Jesus Christ, there can be no hope for a future of America, because America is becoming contaminated. We are all contaminated. We are all been infected. We are one infected, contaminated people, and we need Jesus. So in Haggai chapter 2 verse 13, he said, what about who is contaminated by touching a corpse? Didn't the Old Testament say if you touched a corpse, priest, that you were contaminated? And if a person touched one of these foods, didn't the Old Testament say, will it not be contaminated? You see, it used to be back that if you touched anything unclean, that somehow you'd be contaminated. That's what they thought. And Haggai said, well, this nation is contaminated. You think you're not contaminated, but you're really contaminated. You think you're healthy, but you're really sick. You think you're good, but you're really bad. You think you're free, but you're really a slave. You think the water's good, but it's really polluted. Why? Because you drink water out of... You don't even drink water out of the sink anymore, people. You go and you buy bottled water. Isn't that right? Why? Because you're afraid the water has been contaminated. You see, the water has been contaminated, and you also have been contaminated. You go to church, you follow your rituals, and you think that somehow that makes you clean. You go to church every Sunday, and you think that somehow that makes you clean. But really, you're contaminated. This is what Haggai was saying to the whole nation. This is what he told the priest. He said, look, you built these temples, you built the altar, you have your church, but you deny Jesus. I mean, how many churches today are denying Jesus? They've become contaminated. But they think because they have a building and they got pews that somehow the church hasn't been contaminated. Not only has our rivers have been contaminated, not only has our lakes have been contaminated in America, not only have our aquifers been contaminated, not only our oceans been contaminated, but your minds have been contaminated. Your mind has been contaminated, and you need Jesus. Jesus is the only way. But you don't want Jesus. You've taken Jesus out. You've taken Jesus out of your church. You've taken Jesus out of your schools. You've taken Jesus out of the government. You've taken Jesus out of every facet of society, and you wonder why you're not being contaminated. Yes, America, you have been contaminated with wickedness, and it is oozing in. The floodgates of hell is moving in on this nation. Yes. Satan is committed and his plan to collapse the Western civilization and prevent it from developing. Satan is committed in a plan to collapse Western civilization. Yes, the Western civilization is collapsing as we know it. And he wants to prevent this Western civilization from developing while offering us a slave system in return. We're becoming slaves and we are being dehumanized. And we are being demoralized, yes. And so not only does he want to dehumanize us in America, but he wants to make America one of the most destructive places to live. America wants a land of beauty, wants a land of prosperity, wants a land of freedom, is now going to be one contaminated place. One wasteland, one demoralized, dehumanized, destructive place to live. And we're seeing it happening right now. And these people and Satan, the people that follow this demonic evil spirit, while claiming at the same time that they are trying to save the earth, they are working to destroy this society we live in, destroy our churches, and to take Jesus out. And yes, your mind is being contaminated. And not only is America becoming so evil, we have allowed our economy to compete with slave labor camps in China instead of using our economy to build up the third world countries. Our economy, which was based off Jesus, we had the freedom and the creativity to produce, is now we are competing with slave labor companies. Slave labor societies. America has become contaminated with wickedness. And Haggai, he went to the priest and he said, your nation has been contaminated. In Haggai chapter 2, verse 10 through 17, and verse 14 of chapter 2 of Haggai, he tells that you are one contaminated bastard. And so this people is contaminated, their nation is contaminated, and everything they do is contaminated. And God was speaking through Haggai, and God said, and whatever they do for me is contaminated. So it means your worships, your practices, and everything that you're doing in the church, God says, is being contaminated. And it doesn't please me. Yes, America's becoming one contaminated, radiation kind of country, and we need Jesus back in America. But let me tell you what's forming in this nation. It's called a technocracy that's rising in America, and it's rising not only to destroy the family, but to kill one-third of the earth. And this wickedness that is moving is very much proving the Bible to be even more real. Yes, it proves that the Bible is even more real, but I'm afraid there's so many people out there that have been, their minds have been contaminated. They are scared to death of the reality that the globalists out there are their Luciferians who believed that they're going to take over the world. Why these glitter bug mega churches teach you that Jesus is not even real? I'm here to tell you we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. America has become one contaminated society. Our minds are being contaminated. The Bible says in Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. Your minds are being taken over. Paul said, the things I want to do, I don't do. And the things I don't do, I want to do. I find that there's a war waging in my mind. I'm here to tell you, we are in a war of good and evil today. And I'm here to tell you that they're doing all they can to take out Jesus from America. They're doing all they can to take out Jesus from the church. They're doing all they can to take out Jesus from our television, and all you got to do is watch television, you're going to see it's all getting you prepared for this one purge in America. America is about to be purged. And if you love America, and if you love freedom, and if you love the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and individual liberties, if you love private property and green grass and blue skies, if you love apple pies, well, it's going to all be contaminated. If you love the freedom of going to the grocery store, it's going to be contaminated. If you love family, it's going to be contaminated. If you love open lands, and if you love the freedom that America had because of Jesus, now it's all going to be contaminated, you see. If you loved watching those innocent shows of Little House on the Prairie and some of the good television shows we used to watch, well, now that's all being contaminated. It's all being contaminated. I mean, just turn on the television. You can see the contamination that's in our local televisions today. And if you love going to sing the hymns and just the small white churches on the hill, and if you love to go there and just to sit there and listen to a simple sermon with simple hymns, and well, that's all being contaminated too. And if you love to go down the old dirt roads and look at the beautiful trees and see the beautiful skies, well, that's all being contaminated also. All you got to do is look at the contrails. And if you love to plant a garden and eat fresh foods, and if you love fresh foods, and if you love fresh apples and fresh pears, and if you love good corn on the cob and potatoes, I'm here, that's also being contaminated. They're hitting us with GMOs. We are being contaminated at every level because we have taken Jesus out of this nation. America is being contaminated. You and I are being contaminated. But I'm here to tell you there is one that was never contaminated, and that was Jesus. Even the Bible has been contaminated with all the different translations. Yes, but Jesus has never been contaminated, and He's still alive today, and that's why there's such a threat of Jesus. That's why they want to take Him out of America. But this is why we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. We not only need Jesus, we need Him back in our homes, we need Jesus back in our hospitals, and we need Jesus back in our hearts. America used to have that life of liberty. That fire that burned. They used to have that fire that burned in their soul. Where's that fire of liberty in your soul? Where's that fire of Jesus in your soul? Where's that fire of liberty to rise up and say, I want freedom back in my country. I want freedom in my church. Oh, come on, somebody. You have sold your soul to Satan. Oh, come, you have been contaminated. You love this contamination in your life. Haggai came and warned the people of that time about the contamination that was rooting up, and not only in their society, but this contamination was rooting up in their church. This contamination was rooting up in their minds. And Haggai was warning them and saying, consider how things were before. Consider how things were once before. And I'm here to tell you, the greed. Consider what America used to be before. Consider how things were before. One stone was laid on another in the Lord's temple. When anyone came to a heap of 20 measures, there were only 10. When anyone went to a wine vat to draw 50 measures, there were only 20. I struck all the work of your hands with bright mildew and hail, yet you did not turn to me, declares the Lord. From this day on, from the 24th day of the ninth month, give careful thought to the day when the foundations of the Lord's temple was laid. Give careful thought. Is there yet any seed left in the barn? Until now, the vine and the fig tree, the pomegranates and the olive trees have not borne fruit. From this day on, he came to warn them. Haggai came to warn them, the contaminated, to say that if you repent, and if you turn back to Jesus Christ, and if you ask Jesus Christ back in your heart and in your soul, he says, once again I will bless your crops. Once again I will bless this nation. And I feel that the light of liberty is arising. I feel that people really want Jesus back in America. You know, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now, but we have become one contaminated people. America has been contaminated with wickedness, and your mind has been contaminated with wickedness, and we need Jesus back in America. Start reading the Bible. Watch. Be careful what you watch. Let's bring Jesus back. Let's bring that light of liberty back. Let's have the Constitution Bill of Rights back. Yeah, we need Jesus, and we need Him now.
Like a metal on his inflated chest, he hated all people for breaking his rules.